Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Jamaica Social Investment Fund allocates $19 million to boost Irish potato seedlings production. Find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers, or Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Residents of Morant Bay and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, August 27, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at Myers Plaza, 12 Church Street. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payments using debit or credit card or manager's check. That's the Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, August 27, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Myers Plaza, Morant Bay.
The production of clean Irish potato seedlings in Jamaica has been bolstered thanks to a $19 million allocation from the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. Under the In Vitro Propagation of Potato Seeds Training Program, the money spent annually to import 90% of Irish potato seeds into the island will be cut significantly. Managing Director at JSIF, Omar Sweeney, says the availability of disease-free first-generation seeds will also be guaranteed throughout the year.
This should result in significant savings of foreign exchange, development of a new agriculture industry, better control of pests and disease of quarantine importance, independence and control of seed availability, and increased yield per hectare, and ultimately total production.
JSIF has contracted a microbiologist from Belgium to investigate the status of laboratories in Jamaica as part of the development of the Irish potato industry. Mr. Sweeney says coming out of the microbiologist's report, the SRC, Bottles Research Station, and Northern Caribbean University NCU were identified as entities capable of producing Irish potato seeds.
The work that you are doing at JSIF has had a significant impact, not just on members of the public, but also government institutions and private institutions like Northern Caribbean University. Institutions which are dedicated to build our country, to increase and improve the competitiveness of our people, and to ensure that a major industry such as agriculture industry has a level of support that it requires so we can grow.
Executive Director of the SRC, Dr. Cliff Riley. The three entities with assistance have the capacity to generate in 1 year 800,000 plantlets capable of producing 4.8 million microtubers, resulting in savings of $1 million. If imported, they would cost $2.4 million.
This training is very important to the technical know and to all the stakeholders, and this will ensure that we have a level of food security, and at the same time, we will save on foreign exchange.
Dean of the College of Natural and Applied Sciences at NCU, Dr. Vincent Wright. It is expected in the short term that Jamaica can move from an importer of seed potatoes to an exporter, especially to other Caribbean Community CARICOM territories. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Pity na di sky, it fall in a yayay. Translation, if you spit into the sky, it will fall into your eye. And this means, what you do to or wish for others could eventually be the cause of your own downfall. Be careful of how you treat others.
Students 16 to 18 years old, listen up.
After fifth form, where next?
The Career Advancement Program, CAP.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information offers 2 additional years of training to prepare you for higher learning and the job market.
Free tuition available at more than 100 institutions island-wide in partnership with the HireTrust NTA, National Youth Service, Registered Apprenticeship Program, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning.
For more information and to register, go to moey.gov.jm.
Call 9679020 or 9677802 or email cap@moey.gov.jm.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Sawyers. Join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.